Bannerbox Radio, slightly ahead of its time. Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 41 for December the 8th, this Tuesday morning, and I'm Thomas, and this is Dan. Dan, hi.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh! Sorry, I was reading a candle.
Oh, okay.
Well, it says, I read it wrong. It says eliminates odors and freshens, but I thought it said eliminates odors and freshness.
Oh.
I would have want a candle that eliminates.
It just brings you back to neutral.
It's for everything.
Okay, so we are back again this week with episode 41.
Mm-hmm.
We just blew past that non-existent milestone of last week.
Yes.
And we're going to do what we do, which is... fill your ear spaces with weird news for about half an hour, and then sing you sweet nothings while you lull off to sleep.
Is that a new addition? Don't be driving then while you're listening to this.
So, Daniel, my goodness gravy, do you know what today is?
The Jesus's.
Yeah.
Second birthday?
Ooh.
First, no, this is the first one.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't take, and then he had the other one in the 25th.
What?
He wasn't ready. He came out, you know, he's like, he didn't hit the proper internal temperature.
Oh, they had to stick him back in.
Yeah. They put the meat thermometer inside of him, and this is so
sacrilegious. we've lost some people.
Yeah, right. Probably.
Wow. For those of you that stuck around.
Stuck.
Today is a very important national day. It's a day that I hope everyone will celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard of National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and
yes.
There's a few interdispersed holiday or, you know, national days that are pretend to be something or...
Pretend?
Sure, yeah, you know, pretending like to be a talk like a pirate.
I see,
to pretend, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, today is National... Pretend to be a time traveler day.
I don't even know how to do that.
I'm glad you asked, Dan.
you sound like some sort of like infomercial guy who like didn't quite.
But wait,
somebody went off the script, and you're just like, I'm gonna keep going.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, what you should do. Is pretend like you're from the future. I'm glad I could really clear that up for you.
Thank you.
No, act like you're either from the past,
mm-hmm.
Or the future, or a few minutes into the future.
Basically, an era that isn't this one.
Yep. Any time that isn't the one you're currently in, and that's a time traveler. So there you go. What else can be said? I don't think I've ever seen anyone celebrate this before, but. We're going to start a tradition right here, and we're going to, I'm going to finish the rest of this show pretending that I'm from a different era.
Good. You're going to do it when? The whole show?
Yeah.
Pretending you're from a different era.
Uh-huh.
And you're not going to disclose what era you're from.
Oh, no, you'll know. I mean,
I will.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing that. For the rest of this episode, so look forward to that. That's going to be really exciting.
Okay, great.
It's a novelty bit, and we're doing a little bit here.
I like it. I can't wait for it to happen.
Yep. Well, let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
Dan, you can start off this week, as is customary, so why don't you just go ahead.
Master of ceremonies.
Uh-huh. You know what, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Not to cut you off, but I cannot wait. For Terminator to finally come out on VHS. I have been waiting months.
Wait a minute.
So,
I'm getting real pumped. It is about to come out, isn't it? Well, yeah. I mean, VHSs, they are wonderful inventions that just came out.
They sure did, Dan. They sure just came out.
Luckily, you know, that's what we're recording onto.
Yes.
VHS tape.
VHS. All right. Take me away.
A hairdresser in Madrid, Spain is getting some attention recently, mostly because of his unorthodox manner in which he styles hair. He uses fire and katanas.
Oh, when he's styling those hip new Jerry curls that seem to be all the rage right now.
I believe the proper term is Gerald curls.
We don't want to offend anyone.
This guy's pretty metal, though. He's in, like, a black V-neck and, like, black jeans, and he's got, like, the leather wristband things with the metal rings in them. And he looks a little bit like a roadie for Black Sabbath, mixed with Liam Neeson.
Ooh.
If he was a little, a little more scruffy.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay.
His name is
I'm with you.
Alberto Olmedo, and his hair-shearing arsenal includes a blowtorch, long swords, and finger shears that look like something out of Edward Scissorhands. Like,
what's
he,
that?
Like, claws at your... That should... Oh, that's going to be coming out soon, I think, depending on your...
What are you, a time traveler? How could you possibly know?
I'm from the future.
Oh!
Which is the present. That'll be coming out on DVD. You're going to love that. It's this new thing. I can't even... It's like, you know what, like a record?
You're really blowing my mind right now.
You've heard of Laserdisc?
Yes, that's getting real big right now. I think that's really going to take the world by storm.
I know. Move over, VHS. Laserdisc is where it's at. But it won't
be.
It's
nothing I like more than having to get up and flip the disc midway through whatever I'm watching.
I want to see the other half of Titanic, which I don't know if that's come out yet. Based on, I'm not really sure where you are. In the time.
I'm familiar with the incident, but I think it'd be really tasteless to make a film about it.
It did just happen.
Where am I?
Jumping all over.
Okay.
So, apparently the torching of the ends of hair reduces split ends and provides a more natural look. Like you just came from a fire.
Yeah. Okay.
So, swords, however, seem like a whole different beast. Videos are showing Olmedo kneeling behind the client as he drapes her hair over the back of the chair and clasps two katanas, one in each hand. At this point, he slices delicately and precisely from both sides to get that look just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That I did this at home look.
My man with blades. The videos of him going medieval on a client's hair has gone viral. That is to say, it reaches over 164 million views in the span of 5 days.
How many?
164 million.
Wow.
In the span of 5 days. So I can only imagine what that's going to do for his business.
I think we should just stop recording the show now. All the effort that we've put into this to recording it each week is pointless when we could just take swords and fire and hit people's hair with those things.
Like, hit them in the hair with it.
Just go all out. Yeah. We could be making millions.
Well, I mean, if he's doing it with katanas and a blowtorch, if we got a flamethrower, you know, we got to think big.
Wait a minute. Why don't we, you know, things are nowadays in the era. See, I'm going to travel back into the future here. Things are really getting smaller. Yeah, exactly. Things are getting smaller, right? We're trying to get downsize everything. So why don't we make it cute and small and we'll use like a butter knife and a match.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got it. Millions.
Wow. You got, you nailed it.
I got it.
You got it. And this is going to take off because I'm from the future beyond that, and it's going to be a whole thing.
Wow.
What a great.
I can't wait.
Yeah, what a great concept.
What a great audience.
So that's what I have. This guy is metal, and get your hair cut
with
some blades.
I'm digging it.
He's like, I mean, this is, if you have to think, like people cutting hair back in the day. Back in the day, you know, like...
Oh, sorry, where I'm from, we just call it the day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's not so far back.
Not as far back.
So back in the, you know...
I think this 60s? Bit's a little tired.
Yeah?
I think this bit's a little tired. I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
We've talked about in the past, we've gone over a number of people who have had romantic entanglements with inanimate objects. That's no stranger to us. Right, we had that article a while back. The guy who claimed to have had romantic relations with a whole slew of things, including Airwolf from the television show Airwolf. You may know it from its appearance in Airwolf.
Airwolf. There was also, we did an episode forever ago that was about a man who was stealing, what was it, inflatable mattresses, and he was making whoopee surprises with
whoopee
them.
Whoopee cushions, yeah.
He was making illegal whoopee cushions out of them.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I can't.
Without proper documents?
Well, how about this? A naked man was busted trying to have sex with the tow bar of a camper van.
Like the little reservoir part that goes over the nub?
Yeah, the recessed part. I think it's the nub.
The nub itself.
Yeah, the nubbins.
Nubbins.
Yeah, he tried to lower himself onto the metal tow ball of the vehicle on a busy, well-lit street in Cornwall.
I like that you say it was well-lit, like, yeah. Shameless man.
Yep, it was just daylight.
He knew what he was getting into.
Jackie Walker said her 15-year-old granddaughter was staying at her home in the seaside resort of Newquay. Mm. I think I nailed that.
Totally.
When she spotted the man from a bedroom window. Quote, she came in my room crying because she'd heard a noise and said a man came running out into the street with something up his jumper. Which is a word that we don't use as often here in the Americas.
Jacket.
Yeah.
Correct?
Sure.
Is that what it is?
Jumper. Yeah, I think so. I'm showing my ignorance now.
I think it's a coat of some sort, or it's a third eye blind saw.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, he was hiding something up his third eye blind song.
Yeah.
When we got to the upstairs window, he was totally naked, trying to sit on the tow bar of a camper van. Said Walker, "It was disgusting." She's 15. She doesn't need to be seeing that. All right, she added. The retired grandma called police, and officers found the man nearby. He received a formal warning, as it was only his first offense.
Hey, man.
Could you try not sticking that in your bum?
We've all had that deep, deep itch from time to time, but, you know, there are other ways to go about it.
This is just, you get a little citation, a little formal warning. Like, you know, when you go too fast and the officer's like, I'm not going to ticket you, but here's a warning.
Yeah.
This is the same thing where it's like, let me write up a ticket for you because you put a toe ball in your rectum. Yeah, your rectus.
That wasn't yours to begin with.
No, it didn't even belong to you. I mean, you can do whatever you want, I suppose.
With your own property?
Yeah, as long as you're, you know, not out in public, too. That's another one.
In a well-lit street.
How is this not considered public indecency?
Because it wasn't in America.
Yeah.
We're not all prudes. I mean, where we are all prudes.
They aren't?
They're not. They're more...
they're cooler.
Okay with it.
Yeah, they're more open to, you know, the big new craze of toe bar in the bum hole.
That is. That's sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
Much like the, the planking. This is the next step.
Yeah.
The evolution.
Yeah, suddenly, I mean, soon you're going to see this happening at McDonald's drive-thru windows.
Yeah, can I get a number one?
While he gets a number, okay, yeah. All right, done. Done. Okay, next.
Okay, well, I have some concerning news. It's official.
Oh, no.
Pillow fights are not as harmless as they might appear at first.
Yeah.
When I imagine a pillow fight, I think of like a bunch of kids, you know. You have that like traditional like girl sleepover, and the girls are all, ha, 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 you know, like giggling and hitting each other with pillows.
Do you often imagine girl children?
When I was a little girl and I had my sleepovers in France. No, but they're officially being banned by the military academy after 30 cadets were injured at the West Point Military Academy.
Nice.
Pillow fighting. First year students known as plebes put together the pillow fight as a way to further bonding their friendships after a long summer of hard
training. Is that
hard
what it
training.
Is? Are they bonding? Is that they're tightening their friendships?
They're getting it extra lean.
Yeah, it's when you put the soap in the pillowcase. That's it's a bonding experience.
Yeah, there's a lot of bonding going on there.
Yep.
Breaking.
That's what it is. Breaking.
Oh, that's different.
Not bonding.
On August 20th, the melee got out of control though, with plebes reported injuries like a broken nose, fractured cheeks, which I didn't even think was possible. I thought cheeks were just flesh.
Well, I mean, you get
the cheekbones. Yeah, so you fractured those. as well as 24 reported concussions.
Wow! That's a hardcore game.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
One student was reported to be wearing combat armor, and another with a helmet, which he reported swung forwards when he was struck from behind by a pillow, and the helmet broke his nose.
Oh, heavens.
So, quote, while never officially sanctioned, it is now officially banned, and we will take appropriate action to ensure that all faculty, staff, leaders, the corps of cadets, and everyone at West Point knows that it will not be tolerated.
It certainly will not. Nothing has ever been more serious.
West Point Superintendent Lieutenant General Robert Caslin said in a statement, you know, that stuffy yeah. general.
Uh-huh. What's going on here? I don't agree with this.
Yeah?
Get in line, cadet. This is no time to dilly-dally.
That was great. Thank you.
There were also reports of hard objects being hidden inside the pillowcases.
There we go.
They were circulating social media. These images or claims, I guess.
The pillows.
The pillows were literally being transported into the internet.
Wow.
And shared with social media.
Huh.
Wow. That's a new thing. I know you're unfamiliar with the internet, being from the age of VHS.
I'm sorry, the what?
The age of the VHS.
I've never heard of it.
Of the UHF?
Nope.
Starring Weird Al Yankovic?
No, but I do have this sweet stone tablet you could check out. It's got the latest news.
And your stylus is a chisel.
Great. See, I'm doing my bit well.
You did. I brought you right back into it. So,
so that sounds like a little bit of an overreaction, though. I mean,
it's banned.
Banned.
I actually
no more merriment.
It kind of reminds me of a game that I used to play in high school. That was probably I don't know if it ever really had a name. And basically, what it was my friend. He came from a divorced. You know, like his parents were divorced and he was living with his dad and he was in high school. So he was basically like, he was a high school kid that was living on a mattress in the corner of a room with not really much furniture, because as a kid in high school, you're probably out doing stuff all the time. You know, you're not really home.
Yeah.
And he was a slob too. And, we would play this game where it was like, all right, let's all go into this bedroom.
Oh, I like where this is going.
Let's turn the lights off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. And then we're going to throw our fists around and beat the Christ out of each other.
Well.
In the dark.
You know, kids will be kids.
So that's the game we played.
Yeah.
And it was very much a bad idea.
Yeah, it sounds bad.
But.
I mean, it's not really even a game.
No, it's called Protect Your Face in the Dark from Punches.
That's a terrible name. It's not even catchy.
But kick really hard.
Yeah, there we go. That rounds it out.
That makes it better, right? Yep. I remember pushing somebody into a windowsill and like they were bleeding and stuff.
Nice.
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, you don't know who's attacking you or who you're attacking.
Or who I am.
Or who. So it's like Fight Club in the dark.
In the dark.
It's like Fight Club in the dark. And it was a stupid game for stupid kids.
Yeah.
Like myself.
You know, when I was a kid, we played I think a lot of kids have dangerous games.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We played Rock Wars, which is we'd have, it was always like 4v4, 5v5 kind of thing, and we'd go throughout the entire neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and we would get giant handfuls and pocketfuls and shirtfuls of rocks, and we'd throw them at each other as hard as we could. And as the night got on, every single time, the rocks got bigger and bigger and bigger until they were like the size. We had one of the older kids who would pick up ones that were like softball size.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, like the size of your head sometimes, and just lob them at these. Like, we were just lobbing rocks at each other. And we would just be cut and bleeding fantastic.
So it's like in some countries there is a name for that game, and it's called stoning someone to death. But it's more fun if you have teams, I guess.
Yeah, because then something.
Because then team sportsmanship.
Yeah, then it's a sport. There you go, competitive stoning. So let's keep it going. Let's talk about speaking of overreactions, let's talk about another overreaction.
Mm-hmm.
Popping bubble wrap.
Yeah.
I love it. You love it? Who doesn't love it? It's satisfying.
I don't understand.
Yes, you do. Don't it's you? Okay. Don't you even?
It's all right. I've seen those apps that I think are ridiculous.
Those aren't ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, you get to pop fake bubbles and stuff.
It's a satisfying thing. Anyway, popping bubble wrap sent an entire Air Force base in New Mexico into lockdown.
Yeesh.
After an employee mistook the sounds for gunfire. A civilian employee dialed 911 after hearing three loud bangs at Kirkland Air Force Base in Albuquerque at 2:30 p.m. Wednesday, according to multiple reports. Base chiefs feared an active shooter was on the loose. The incident took place just after two shooters stormed a party at a social services facility in San Bernardino, California.
Mm.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of on alert.
Yeah, killing 14, wounding another 21. That's no good.
That's no good.
So everyone's a little on edge. You know, there's been a lot of shootings lately. Yeah. I would say more than usual.
That's a problem.
Uh-huh. So the Air Force Base, its Veterans Affairs Hospital, and three elementary schools were all placed on lockdown until 3:15 p.m. Wow. The lockdown was lifted, however, when security forces could not substantiate the claims of gunfire. That was a quote by them. Someone had become spooked. Just spooked.
Ooh!
Had become spooked by the bubble wrap bangs and thought it was a weapon being discharged, said Master Sergeant Phyllis Keith. The loud noise was caused by another civilian employee stepping on heavy-duty bubble wrap that had sandwich bag-sized air pockets, base spokesman Eric Elliott told Albuquerque Journal. So that's, you know, an honest mistake, I guess. You know, I'm sure I can totally see this being legitimate. I'm saying it's an overreaction, but I can totally see it if, you know, I know people are on edge and Air Force bases, you know, you don't want to hear gun noises unless you're making them.
Yeah.
And anyone who's been around those extra large bubble bags, when those are popped, they are loud as jibesus.
Yeah, we've had what we actually would mess around with.
Yeah.
We're in the loading dock and we would.
Yeah, like, back in Yeldon days.
Have gunfights with them.
Yep.
Like, pow, pow, pow. Ow, my elbow.
Yeah, that would happen.
You shot me in the elbow.
Despite the inconvenience of the lockdown, Elliot added it was an important precautionary. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah?
Elliot added it was important to be precautionary.
Oh, okay,
that's
what
he
sense.
Said. And said, we got a good exercise out of it. I guess that's good. It's good to be on top of things and to have drills, but also they locked down the Air Force base and three schools and a hospital. So
that's no good.
The moral of that story is never touch bubble wrap ever.
No, the moral of that story is if you're going to be one of those guys who invents sound effects that bubble wrap, those large bubble wrap pockets are a good substitute for gunfire.
There you go. That's also.
That's an insider tip.
Wow.
Whatever those guys are called. What are they called?
Who?
Yeah.
Foley artists?
Yeah, that's it. Foley artists.
I always thought that'd be a really cool job.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Briefly, and by briefly, I mean about like 5 minutes, I considered like, that'd be cool. Maybe I should go do that. But then I feel like that's a really competitive market that only so many people are doing it. And that like people have their set people they go to.
Yeah, probably.
That's I feel like true. There's very little room for newbies.
In the Foley game.
Yeah. There's lots of people who are very experienced. But it seems like a neat job.
It does.
I watched a thing a while back. It was a long while back. But it was a documentary following a Foley artist and his trips, his travels. And he would go to, you know, all these like junkyards and stuff. And he'd just go around tapping on things. Like he'd have like a metal prod in his pocket and he'd poke things and smack things and try to make all the noises he could until he found whatever sounded right.
Wow.
It's neat. It's neat. Okay. So bubble wrap, deadly. No, but
you be the judge.
It could be scary.
Bubble wrap scare tonight at 11.
Back to you.
Well, in Seattle.
I've never heard of that place.
Washington.
That hasn't yet been discovered. You see, we just came off the Mayflower here.
Oh, and, my God.
and we've found these indigenous peoples, and hopefully we can have Thanksgiving with them. I think that was right.
Things are going to go real good, I think. we had our ladies make them some blankets, and I think it's going to go real smooth
in
the coming months. In Seattle...
That's tasteless. Yeah, that's nice and tasteless. Mm.
A 73-year-old man was driving around with his headlights off, so the police pulled him over.
Okay.
That's... Silly grandpa.
Uh-huh.
The officer took the required documents from him, returned to his cruiser to take that really long amount of time it takes to run your information.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been in that situation.
I'm familiar, yeah.
Personally, I always wondered if they were just hanging out in their cruiser just to build that extra suspense for you. Like, oh, what are they doing? Anyhow, when the officer returned to the vehicle, he startled the man. Okay?
Okay.
Obviously, he's 73 years old, so he startles easily.
Uh-huh.
It happens.
Is that true?
Yes.
Do you become more easily startled the older you get?
Yeah, because you can't hear as well, and your vision's kind of blurred, so, like, people can, like, without even really trying, can really creep up on your periphery. And...
Yeah, I didn't think about that. All right, good. Okay.
Ah! The problem there was that Officer Nick Atz Olson startled the elderly gentleman so much...
Oh, no.
...that he spilled his cocaine all over his lap and his hands.
Okay, that could have gone much worse. I thought you were going to say he had a heart attack or something awful.
No, he was on his way for one.
Uh-huh.
Whoopsie.
Oops.
The driver brushed away the white powder and simply claimed, hey, there were vitamins.
Oh.
These are just vitamins. These are my feel-good, happy grandpa... powder.
Happy grandpas.
Happy grandpas. That's what I call them. That's what my granddaughter calls me. Happy grandpa when I take it. The man later admitted that perhaps snorting cocaine during a traffic stop was a poor decision.
You think? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I can't rule it out.
You know, maybe he was just a little on edge because he had gotten pulled over and he really wanted to level himself back out.
Oh. He was obviously arrested for narcotics possession. Silly grandpa.
What a silly grandpa.
He's just an old coot.
You know, you can't blame him.
Can you?
No, he's from a different time where that was acceptable.
Where you're from?
Yeah.
You're from also from that time?
Yes.
The day?
That exact day that he's from. and I can tell you with some authority that it's okay to do cocaine during a traffic stop.
Yeah.
Or just any kind of stop.
Just whenever you're feeling...
Or just whenever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or...
Right after you do cocaine.
Yeah.
You do more.
I mean, that's just called doubling down. you just do your cocaine, and then you're like, oh, geez, I'm really, you know, feeling it. And then you do cocaine again, and then you double feel it. And that's my knowledge.
Is that like overeating? Like, if you eat... really fast, because I know that's one of the techniques for like the people who are like the expert eaters. You gotta eat a lot before your stomach sends the signal to your brain like, hey, I'm full, you know, you can stop. So you can do X amount of cocaine. You could just do a real lot of it.
You could do like three or four cocaines.
Three or four full cocaines before your stomach says, hey, I'm full, I don't need any more cocaines. And then
that's the thing. It's like eating McDonald's. You just try to fit as much in you as you can before you feel sick.
Before the cocaine gets tepid.
Yeah, you don't want tepid cocaine.
It's hot out of the oven. We know much.
What's an oven, Dan? We just have ranges. And
ranges?
And
campfires?
Campfires.
Oh my, I have no idea where you've gone now. Are you still in the colonial era?
It's
like some sort of Benjamin Button thing.
Yeah, sure. Time traveling Benjamin Button. I secure the rights. So let's round it off this week with one final article. This one's submitted by friend of the show, friend of me, friend of children, Gamera. friend of the show, Rob Day.
Hey!
Hey-ho, Rob Day-o.
That's his song that he gets.
I hope you enjoyed. He submitted this article, and we couldn't be more appreciative. Folks, remember, that's a thing you can do, and I think it's pretty swell.
Yeah.
So do that, and you get nothing except for satisfaction, and I'll say your name.
He'll turn it into a song. A half-hearted song.
Yep, at best. A Canadian college student caught at a border checkpoint in August with 51... This is a while back. He's just getting charged now, which is why it's really coming to surface.
I see.
With 51 live turtles in his pants, pleaded guilty to 6 smuggling charges on Tuesday in U.S. District Court in Ann Arbor, Michigan. How many times has this happened to you?
You know, it depends on the breed of turtle. Because
depends on how many times it's happened to you.
Right.
I don't understand.
If I had a nickel for every time...
What's a nickel?
Where are you from?
We pay in grain and salts. Salted meats.
Okay.
And favors. I don't know.
Are you from the village? M. Night Shyamalan's village?
Kaijus, those large monsters like Godzilla.
Yeah, I love them.
Kaiju, 27, of Windsor, Ontario, admitted to smuggling or trying to smuggle more than 1,600 turtles of different species out of the United States.
Mm.
Each of the 6 counts carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's a lot of years. Zhu crossed the U.S.-Canada border into Detroit and was watched by U.S. agents as he picked up a package at a parcel center and appeared to transfer items before heading back to the border, according to a criminal complaint. When he passed back through the Detroit-Windsor tunnel, Zhu was stopped by Canadian Border Services, which found and seized 41 live turtles taped to his legs and 10 hidden between his legs. Mmm.
For that extra amount of comfort.
You know it. it's a niche market, but he supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an extra fun little tidbit. On the day of his arrest, Zhu packed more than 1,000 turtles into suitcases that he sent with a runner he had hired to fly them to Shanghai from Detroit, prosecutors said. Even the day he was being arrested, he was transporting 1,000 turtles in suitcases. Having a runner. Is this a thing? It's like drugs.
Turtle smuggling?
But turtles, yeah.
I didn't realize.
Hey, man, I got some sweet turtles. And you open up the briefcase, and it's all, you know, like drugs. It's got like stacks of hundreds and
they're
some turtles eating some lettuce.
Pick your poison.
I got box snappers.
I can totally imagine that. He's got all these little pockets with little turtles like nick, 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 in the pockets.
The U.S. District Judge John Corbett O'Meara scheduled sentencing for April 12th, this upcoming April.
Ooh.
It's a while from now, but you know, these things take time. In Ann Arbor.
Much like turtles.
Yep, they sure do. Zhu has been held in federal custody since his arrest. So there you go. It's a dangerous business, but someone has to do it, so I'm glad that we know. This guy should go to jail. Don't you dare. Don't you dare package up turtles. They ain't done nothing wrong.
I can't imagine putting 1,000 turtles in a suitcase could be good for the turtles.
No, I
were
can't.
They?
It has to be bad.
Were they?
I also can't imagine
when
no,
he shipped
no,
them.
No, I don't think so. I think they're all living. Oh. It says they were alive. I can't imagine taping 41 live turtles to myself and that being an enjoyable experience. Also, 10 near my groinal region.
He's a brave soul.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't put the snapping ones down there, though.
That would be a very bad choice.
Or a funny one.
A funny one?
Yeah. Don't do that, people. I know that this guy makes it out to be a glamorous lifestyle, and he's probably making millions on this turtle trade.
Probably.
That's why he's getting big time.
But they were getting sent to China?
No, to Canada.
No, but he had this guy sent...
Oh, yes. Sorry, he had him fly them to Shanghai from Detroit. So who knows
what
they
must be selling for a lot over there.
I don't know, I guess.
A shortage of turtles.
You know, sometimes you run out and you have to get professional turtle smugglers, which is a very niche market.
You know what it is? It's probably Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just hit in China, and all the kids are like, I want to own
turtle.
A turtle now.
Yeah.
And dump ooze on it.
Uh-huh. And see what happens.
See what happens.
This one died.
Try it. Give me another
one.
Here's
another 1,000. Oh, that's terrible. This is a terrible joke.
Dump them in the ooze.
Let's see. That's it, right? You got anything else you want to say before we pack things up?
That's all she wrote. It's, no. I mean, thanks for listening and all that good stuff.
You know, it's what we say. We appreciate it. All right, cool. Well, thanks everybody for showing up and your continued support. That's very important to us. You can find us on our website at banterboxradio.com, where you can send us feedback and ideas. You can also find the show on iTunes, where if you enjoyed us, you can give us a review. It helps a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You can also email us directly at bbr@banterboxradio.com. And remember, send us some submissions, or don't, I guess. Well, or yeah. Something. And that's all for this week.
And remember, bubble wrap was originally designed to be used as a wallpaper.
Thanks for joining us. My baby.